You'll now see a CFO will be working far closer with the chief technology officer, working in tandem to drive the technological innovations and implementations within the business.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Optimize Show brought to you by Spendflow. I'm Adi, the Chief of Staff at Spendflow, and I will be your host for this episode. Spendflow is the unified SaaS buying and management solution that enables high-growth businesses to buy, renew, and manage SaaS subscriptions. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about future-proofing finance teams, and who better to talk about it than Dan Himpel, the Senior Business Director at Haze. Dan began his career at Haze almost a decade and a half ago as a consultant, and today works closely with senior finance professionals.
Welcome, Dan. It's my pleasure to host you today.
Hey, thanks, Addy. Excited. Looking forward to this.
Fantastic. So start off, Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey so far?
Yeah, sure. I personally work for global headhunting firm Haze. Been with the business 15 years, but throughout my time, I've always focused on identifying finance leaders for VC-backed startups. So spent the first 9 years of my career in the UK, and then I've been in New York for the past 6 years. But essentially what I do is, I have relationships with a variety of VC firms across the US, and they'll connect me with the startups or the founders that they invest in, and then I'll work very closely with those founders to identify finance leaders for their companies. So everything that I do is finance leaders for VC-backed startups.
Fantastic. I guess we did bring in the right man for today's topic. Usually, I like to begin with breaking down the topic itself. So, according to you, what does future-proofing mean, especially when it comes to building finance teams?
And I was trying to think of it as basically trying to predict the future, which obviously can be impossible to be, but just really trying to predict the trends or things that are gonna impact the business. In terms of a CFO and how they'll try and do that, really they're trying to understand the key value drivers of the business. In today's era, many of them are now leveraging technology or leveraging AI to even better assess that data to allow them to make more accurate strategic decisions.
Of course, all of us would love to have a crystal ball, but from your experience, how has the way organizations recruiting top finance talent changed in the recent years, right? Especially after COVID.
Yeah, I mean, look, technology itself has vastly changed, how we recruit. Even if you look at LinkedIn alone, and LinkedIn's only a small element of it. If you look at that alone, we now instantly have access to a far wider pool of candidates that are fingertips. Variety of tools out there now that will further streamline the recruitment process. You have that will platforms that will review resumes and shortlist for you. To write their job descriptions, write exciting web adverts, to create their interview questions. Virtual recruitment assistants out there. So many, many things that now just enable a far more efficient recruitment process. But the challenge of that being is that everyone's competitors has access to the same technology. So recruitment is more efficient. Competition for the best candidates is even more fierce out there.
So that seems like a major shift from the traditional way of doing things, right? So are aspiring finance leaders catching up to the standards today?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, look, for me, the best finance leaders in this market are tech savvy. The modern CFO needs to be just as efficient with technology as they are financial analysis. And you'll see, it will quite often be the CFOs within the business are the ones that are driving technological implementations and innovations. So I think there's definitely an understanding from the modern CFO about the importance of being tech savvy for sure.
Got it, got it. Of course, I think we're going to be talking extensively about how the hiring for the modern CFO would go. But before we dive into that, we're recently seeing a lot of new roles emerge in finance, such as FinOps. So are there any other new or evolving roles that you're seeing in this space?
I wouldn't say I've necessarily seen creation of new job titles within finance that maybe didn't exist before. But what I would say is, you know, technology has evolved the role of a CFO. You know, you'll now see a CFO will be working far closer with the chief technology officer and working in tandem to drive the technological innovations and implementations within the business. So, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's created a brand new role, just more so evolved the roles that are already there.
Got it. So now I just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about hiring for the modern CFO, right? So just to define what the modern CFO is, at least according to our perspective. So one of the things that we notice is that the role of the CFO is undergoing a significant paradigm shift, evolving beyond the traditional focus on financial metrics and bookkeeping and just pure number crunching, right? To more a strategic position. And of course, the modern CFO is one of the terms being used to describe this. But one phrase that we really like to use at Spendflow is that the evolution of a CFO to a CVO or a chief value officer. So yeah, wanted to get your thoughts on this. And are you noticing more of the same?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we look maybe 10, 15 years ago, a CFO was seen as a number cruncher. They were seen as an accountant. They would crunch all these numbers, they'd close the books, and maybe they weren't seen as doing anything beyond that. Whereas now a true CFO is seen as a strategic thought partner in the business. You know, finance is a small element of what they do. And really a CFO is someone who has a seat at the table and someone who's creating customer-centric solutions that will drive growth for the business. You know, they'll work cross-functionally across every area. The modern CFO is the future COO, the future CEO. So yeah, there's definitely far more of a strategic lens to the role of a CFO.
Yeah, so usually I personally try to draw parallels between a Roman dictator and the modern CFO, right? Because they have complete strategic control over the entire arc, at least when it's war times, such as COVID or what's happening in the markets right now. But what I'm also noticing is that it's not only about the CFO right now, but the entire office of the CFO, right? The VPs, the directors, right? Until the staff accountants. So what are the top three characteristics that you think organizations are looking for when they're hiring finance leaders today, right from the CFO to the bottommost positions?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, you know, they want people who are going to be tech savvy. And culture is a huge thing. Again, I think historically, finance professionals weren't always seen as maybe the most personable of individuals. When you maybe think of your archetype accountant, whereas now finance professionals are one who are going to be sitting in the board meetings, sitting in the investor meetings, and they might be driving the sale of the business. These are going to be the people that are going to be the face of the business. So those interpersonal skills are critical. And then they need people who are going to have the ability to work cross-functionally, and therefore having that knowledge outside of just traditional finance.
You said that the finance leaders nowadays need to be tech savvy. They need to have more interpersonal skills to deal with the platform, the boards, as well as the other departments, and also be more cross-functional and have cross-functional skill sets, not only focusing on finance and accounting, but also areas tech and marketing and sales, right?
Exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, the best finance professionals in the market are those that can best support all functions within the business. And therefore, you know, we'll need skill sets outside of just traditional budgeting and forecasting.
Mm-hmm. So for these skill sets that you mentioned, right, so are traditional recruitment strategies still effective in attracting and retaining talent with those necessary skill sets? Or are you seeing organizations taking more of a different approach, even when it comes to recruitment?
Yeah, sure. So as mentioned, you know, the best professionals in this market want to be strategic thought partners. They want to have. Now, for me, there's two ways in which companies can view finance. They can see them as a direct report and a number cruncher, or they can see them as strategic leaders. And I think the best way to attract the best professionals in this market is allowing them to have that seat at the table. You know, if you keep them somewhat removed from that, it's going to be very hard to generate excitement for some of the strongest and most ambitious candidates in this market.
Got it. And what are some of the biggest challenges companies face in attracting and retaining top finance talent nowadays?
I mean, retention is a key one. I mean, one of the critical things that companies struggle to appreciate in this market. I mean, we consider to be in a down market right now. I know there's some signs that we're starting to improve, but essentially, yeah, this is still somewhat of a down market. And sometimes companies can lure themselves into this false security that in a down market, recruitment's easy. You know, many more candidates are now on the market as they may have been let go from the current roles. There's less competition for candidates as less companies are hiring, and therefore you should be able to go out and hire really easily. Whereas, you know, that isn't the case. Recruitment is challenging at all times. Now, and probably it's probably even harder to recruit in a down market. When the market is booming, people are sat there saying, hey, wow, I'm happy in my role, but hey, there's so much activity going on in the market, I'd be crazy not to look out there. Whereas in a down market, most candidates might think, wow, I just feel lucky to have a job. You know, hell no, I'm going to look out there. It's too risky to be looking now. And that actually in itself creates more challenges. And then the other thing to consider is, you know, regardless of where we are in the market, the best candidates are always in roles. You know, it's not the top tier talent in most situations that are being let go. So yeah, you know, attracting the best talent is always a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of retention, you know, things have very much evolved. You know, if you think 20 years ago, it was common for people to maybe only have two employers throughout their whole career. Whereas in today, tenure is, well, 2 years is seen as tenure. You know, candidates will very often move on every couple of years, and you know, there's nothing seen against that. So, you know, companies are now having to do even more to try and retain their talent. But for me, it doesn't matter where we are in the market, candidates always typically tend to want three main things. You know, they want work that's both challenging and interesting. Want to be paid fairly. You know, candidates don't necessarily want to be paid drastically above the market value. Sure, I'm sure we all would, but that's not the priority. They want to be paid fairly, but at the same time, they want to have an understanding of how they can earn more, you know, with clear promotion targets and incentives. And then in today's era, your candidates want flexibility. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean remote work, actually far from it. You know, we've actually seen a huge shift back to most candidates actually want to be back into an office on a hybrid. But when I say flexibility, you know, the era of you having to be at your desk from 9 to 5 Monday to Friday is gone. And companies who are implementing that level of structure just find it incredibly difficult to recruit the best talent. You know, the best talent wants flexible working hours. You know, they want to have the opportunity to work remotely when it's appropriate.
Super. The next section that we have for today is the digital advantage and the emerging trends in hiring today. So, Dan, how do you define the digital advantage in the context of the finance industry?
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, I'd always define it as those who are leveraging technology to make their recruitment process even more efficient. For me, the most obvious one with that would be video interviewing. Prior to COVID, every single interview was done on site. So if you were a CFO, naturally you'd want that CFO to meet with every member of your executive team and probably board members. And what that would mean is a candidate might have to take 3, maybe 4 trips into your office. And it was very time consuming. The interview process would be far spread those visits out. And actually, if you were engaging a candidate who wasn't necessarily actively looking for a new role, it was hard to keep them engaged or hard to persuade them to come into the office. Whereas now with video interviewing, it's a lot easier. Yeah, you can do all these calls day, no one has to travel, and those less active candidates will be more willing to give up their time. But at the same time, look, that presents a challenge because it's very hard to sell your culture or sell you who you are as a company virtually. And, you know, if you have a candidate who's not necessarily aggressively seeking a new role, is 5 video interviews going to be enough to convince them that you're the right company for them to join? So companies have proper strategies to be able to best sell themselves and their culture at the same time as running a virtual recruitment process. So for me, the digital landscape hasn't replaced traditional recruitment methods. You know, the digital landscape and technology has definitely made recruitment more efficient, alongside recruitment methods.
Of course, like in any talk or podcast or seminar that we host, I think it's like impossible to like conclude it without talking about AI. So like with the advent of AI and emerging technologies, what sort of trends are you seeing in finance recruitment? Or like, do you have any idea about how finance recruitment would look like 5 years down the line?
Wow. Yeah, I would love, look, it's just becoming way more efficient. I mean, the biggest in finance recruitment, and this isn't necessarily AI driven recruitment alone, is that companies are now hiring finance leaders far earlier than they ever were. You know, we 10 years ago, a company might not hire a finance leader until the late stage series B, early stage series C. We're now seeing them bring in a VP of finance even at seed funding or just after a series A. So that's been the big trend. The other trend for me is that CFOs are now operating far more as COOs. You know, historically, especially in the landscape of VC-backed startups, a finance leader was almost the last role to be recruited for. But now it's the first role, seeing the finance leaders hired before COO regularly. So it's more of a trend of CFOs now transitioning into becoming the COO and CEOs. But yeah, look, in terms of AI, that's just forcing finance leaders to become far more tech savvy, as we touched upon earlier.
Got it. Now, keeping recruitment aside for a moment, if we talk about operations, so what do you think would be like a key differentiator for successful finance teams in the digital age?
I would say it's going to be one that promote a culture of technological innovation and continuous learning. You know, it's the ones that are constantly driving for that continuous learning in what is such a fast-paced and changing environment. You know, as we all know, the amount of technology that we had at our fingertips is far different to what we had only a year ago or only 2 years ago. So I think it's the ones that are themselves off to the outside world and just focusing on, well, hey, this has always worked, let's carry on doing this way, are getting left behind far quicker pace than ever before. So yeah, look, just to reiterate, it is ones that embrace a culture of continuous.
Fantastic. Now, we typically like to conclude these podcasts with a little bit of fun. So what are some financial hiring jargon that you find absurd and wish you could swap it?
All right. I don't have aggressively strong opinions on this, but the terms that get utilized all the time in the startup realms that I personally put a cliche are things like, hey, we're a rocket ship. Hey, we're looking for a rock star candidate. Hey, come and help us to the moon. They're just seen as cliches now. You know, they are incredibly vague and just general. For me, it's really important to be able to articulate to a potential CFO, where do you see them adding value in this role? You know, what are the challenges that you think they're going to face during the first 6 months of this role? How do you see this role growing and evolving over the next 2 to 3 years? And then you need to be able to articulate, well, what is it about your company's culture that's going to best suit this position? How are you going to help implement into the business? And what is it about your growth strategy that's going to be exciting for this person? Every company really, in this market where competition for candidates is so fierce, every company really needs to understand their unique value proposition to candidates. And just describe yourself. A rocket ship isn't going to quite be enough anymore.
Got it. And how soon do you think the term modern CFO is going to become a cliche?
True. Maybe today. Maybe we use it enough during this podcast. It could be today. but it should be. I mean, look, I think when I think back to what a CFO was viewed as, when a CFO was viewed as not strategic, that's 20 years ago, you know? So yeah, you're right. I don't think we should use modern CFO. We should just use...
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Daniel. It's been a pleasure to host you and understand what the future of finance holds for us.
I'm sure our audience will have learned about the impact technology has on finance and how they can up their game as finance leaders. You can connect with Daniel on LinkedIn to continue the conversation. And of course, please check the episode description for LinkedIn and any other additional resources mentioned. Until next time, stay informed, stay inspired, and keep thriving in your financial journey. Thank you for tuning in.